see the light come over, no. I see myself in the pouring rain. I watch hope come over me.
For this week, Waukesha, I am your host, Alderman of the Airwaves, Don Brown, coming to you live here at the Waukesha Farmers Market at the mobile offices of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And I'm here, I got Connor back at the studio at the permanent offices of former Alderman Don Paul Brown at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building. Connor, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right, Don.
Love it, love it. Right around the corner from Theodore Humans Park, where we're proud to honor our suffragette tradition. And that was my good friend Moby with Southside, and it is all about the Southside this morning because I have two very special guests. Waukesha, please say hello to Waukesha South Blackshirt quarterback Tack Tadioka and his teammate, the incomparable running back, linebacker, D lineman, C.J. Johnson. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic. Great. Good. Hey, we also got Johnny Watermelon here. He's without the headphones here, so he'll be sharing the headphones with me. Johnny, say hi.
How you doing, folks?
All right. Love to hear it. So, hey, and also more great news, and we can announce this officially. Walk Radio and yours truly, along with Johnny doing color, we're going to be broadcasting Waukesha South football games on the radio here. Games at 7 o'clock every Friday, home and on the road. The broadcast will probably start at 6:30, so we'll be really excited to put these guys on the air. And we're also going to talk to folks about when you're at the game, you can also download our app so you can get the radio broadcast along with while you watch the game. So it is an honor to have these two young men. I've come to know them over the years because my son Evan's been in the football program since fifth grade, and these two have been good friends and role models to him along with his other classmates who are juniors. And so we got some great senior leaders, and we're really excited too because these are also big Division I recruits, and there's also great D2 and D3 programs showing interest in them. And can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure.
Sure.
Definitely.
Who wants to go first?
I mean, I've been hearing from some schools, like, the recruiting process has been a little wild, a little different, because ever since COVID hit, recruiting has all slowed down a little bit, and it's kind of hard to be recruited at the quarterback position because it's only one quarterback, so they usually only take one quarterback. So
sure.
There's about, like, there's so many good quarterbacks out in the Midwest and in the country, and we're all fighting for just like one or two spots, right? So
yeah,
it's a little tough, but I'm hearing from some schools, some higher education schools like Cornell. I've heard a little bit from Yale. I'd love to go to Cornell. It's a great school out there. And then I have
You said Yale too?
Yeah.
Wow,
I was on
impressive.
The phone with them a month or two ago. Yeah.
So it sounds like you're paying attention in class then, huh, Tack?
Oh, yeah. For sure. My mom would not allow it if I wasn't. She would definitely crack down on me, and she has before.
Sure.
So,
yeah. Can I ask how your grades are?
They're pretty good. I have a 3.7 GPA, so I really try to take pride into it.
I'm
not the biggest fan of school, but like,
yeah.
Notebooks.
You get the work done.
Yeah. Got to get the...
So, now I know when we had Coach McLean on the show, I believe it was back in June or July, but you guys were, he was going to try to get you guys to come, but you guys had a special trip. I think, was it Wyoming you were at?
Yeah, we're visiting Wyoming.
Yeah.
For camp. For camp visit.
And then, but it was also an official visit too, right?
It wasn't official. It was unofficial.
Unofficial.
But it was it was a good visit.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So how about you, CJ? What other, because I know it looks like you guys are going to a lot of the same schools. Is there a lot of talk about a package deal or?
The recruiting process for me is like weird because I'm so versatile and coaches, they want to see me at different positions like fullback, defensive end, linebacker, or even that like tight end. But like to play D1 defensive end, I'm too short. So it's like I always had that against me, and Wilts always put me there because I was just so good at it.
Talking about Coach Darnell Wilts, the head coach.
Yeah.
Coach Wilts, second year as head coach.
He's a good coach, and he does what's best for the team and what's best for me.
Sure.
But when he put me at defensive end, it's just like I kind of got overlooked because I'm not tall enough, I'm not big enough, but I always dominated. And only a few D2 schools seen that, like Winona, Concordia, St. Paul.
Yeah.
Great programs in Minnesota. But I always had dreams of going to like HBCU, like Alabama A&M or Alabama State University. So,
yeah, I forgot. We're talking to the Birmingham Stallion here because CJ is, his family is from Birmingham, where my brother Dr. Ray Brown lives. So, would you like to play maybe school in Alabama where you're from? Is Sanford, is that a possibility? I know that they were a Division II powerhouse for a long time.
Me and my mom, we was talking.
My brother used to be the team doctor there.
So, oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Me and my mom, we was talking about like if I don't get anything good for football, I'm gonna just go to University of Alabama for just school, and she's gonna move down there. My sister's going to move down there and finish school down there. So,
yeah,
just be closer with family.
Sure. Well, you got to give my good friend Nick Saban a call. I'm a Spartan like he was. You know, we made him who he is. You know, Michigan State. So you know, you play that card.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure he'll give you a tryout. Because you know me, I wish. But hey, and I forgot because you're obviously a versatile player, and I forgot to mention that Tack is also playing free safety.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be splitting time with Evan and possibly Daniel Robinson and. We'll talk about that later. Forget that name. But what was I going to say? But I remember one game last year. It was our first game, and there was this receiver that was just killing us. And I looked down, and Coach Wiltz yelled, he said, "Can you take that guy?"
Yeah, yeah.
And he threw it, and you went in there, and you played. Yeah. And you hadn't really played corner. At least you weren't practicing it, right?
No.
They just needed someone fast to stay with this kid. And you did, and you shut him down.
Yeah.
Because you're also a track star, correct?
Yeah.
You ran track for the school?
Yeah, I wouldn't say track star, but I like to run
but
track.
You got some wheels, for sure.
I run faster, though.
CJ's faster.
No, faster.
All right.
Sure.
We might have to have a race here in the farmer's market.
A little friendly competition.
I can put the sports mode for you.
Yeah. The Crocs and sports mode.
All right.
But yeah, I like to run track. I mean, I run the 400, so I'm not like a straight sprinter, but
sure.
400, it's definitely one of the toughest events ever. So I like the challenge. It's definitely a mental challenge, so I like the little mental challenge. And, you know, running, it's fun. It's fun if you do
great.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Connor, how are we doing on time before our first break?
We got about 6 minutes left.
I love it. Sounds great. Connor, do you have a question for our young friends here? Well, you can hold that. That's fine. Take your time.
Okay.
Connor's good people. But anyway, so we talked about, and your grades are pretty good, right? That's why these schools are showing a lot of interest, right?
I'd say my grades are pretty average. I got a 3.1. I ended up slacking.
Hey. Yeah.
So much in every day. My mom was disappointed in me, but like at the end, I had to get it together.
Sure.
And like, I just couldn't go out with like a 2.9. That's very unacceptable to me. But having under a 3.5 is just like, it's average. I did the bare minimum to get past. And.
Okay.
I got to push myself.
So you're pushing around. Yeah, that's good. Hey, you only look at senior year, so that's great. You show that trend upward. So,
yeah.
And then what was I going to ask, too? Is like, and you're also working. In fact, we got to give a shout-out to your manager at where do you work again?
Firehouse Subs.
That sounds great. So,
what's that?
CJ was going to leave early so he could make his 9 o'clock shift, but he told his manager that he was going to be in Walk Radio, and his manager said, well, then come late. Finish the show, right?
Yes, sir.
So we got to give a big shout. It's the Firehouse Subs near
Sunset.
Waukesha, and Sunset there near Waukesha South High School. So pop in and see CJ today, and he'll make it. He's a sandwich hero there, so in addition to being a hero on the gridiron. So terrific. So first game of the season coming up on Friday. You must be excited.
Oh, yeah. Super
and,
excited. Been waiting on this since last, November?
Yeah.
So,
can't wait.
I bet. And then, you had a chance to scout Milwaukee Lutheran yesterday because there was a common scrimmage over at Whitnall. So you had a good look at them. And what are some of their big threats that you could see?
I could see they got some size for sure. And they got some, talent at the skill positions. It's just whether they can get the ball at the skill positions, and we'll see.
It should be a pretty good dogfight.
Yeah, it should be. I think we match up well.
Sounds great. Yeah. So, and just a little background. Back when there was one high school or even two high schools here, South was one of the best programs in the state.
Mm-hmm.
We added two more high schools, and you're in what is arguably the toughest conference in the whole state.
Oh, for sure.
And so the record that you guys have doesn't always reflect the caliber of the talent, which I believe, and I know from my own experience, is that you would be in the higher echelons in a lot of other conferences.
So
what is it that motivates you guys? Again, playing against tougher teams, not being able to win every game, what motivates you to continue competing and
I like to be the underdog. I always have.
Love it.
Being the underdog, it's fun because, like, just upsetting somebody or, like, just you just working hard to keep winning, keep going is just kind of what fuels me. So,
sure.
You know, it's fun to be the underdog.
And I know with Coach Wilt's now running the program and bringing in some new wrinkles that there's also a big, you know, there are some big culture shifts.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so, you know, what are some of those specifics that you guys like that have really resonated with you?
Just being a fighter. Like Coach Wilt, he always preach effort, 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 and that's all he want. So when he preached that, that's what we give him. And when we give him effort, he can fix any mistake that we make. As long as we give 100% effort.
Yeah, he's like, control what you can control, and the only thing you can really control right now is your effort. So,
and a lot of work on weight training, too, and conditioning.
For sure, yeah.
I saw that, so it's really kind of stepped up.
And we've been stretching a lot, so I'm pretty sure nobody will cramp
up or anything.
Knock on wood.
Fingers crossed.
That was one big win that a lot of people don't realize, unless you're really paying attention to South football, is that the number of injuries have gone down substantially because of the weight training and conditioning. Like, I remember in years past, it would be like senior night, and like you'd have like 8 or 9 starters and like crutches coming out just in plain clothes saying hi to the crowd. And it's like now, like, you could probably count on less than one hand the number of injuries. And there weren't really any significant injuries, correct?
Yeah.
No, just
last
just
year.
Like cramps last year. That's about it.
Cramps. So. Maybe a concussion here or there. That's just football. So.
Yeah. So that's great. And like I said, those are big developments as the program grows.
For sure.
So now I know another big culture change with Wilts is that you have practices on Sundays because Saturday, and Wilts came from Texas where this is kind of the norm. Saturdays are dedicated to supporting youth football.
Yep.
And so you guys, do you take a part in that?
Oh, yeah. We love it. We love it out there. We love helping them. You remember being in those shoes, looking up to the high schoolers, you know. So it's really fun to just see how, like, they look up to you, you know. You got to, like, strive to do better, you know, just so they can watch you. And
sounds great.
Look up to you.
We're, Connor, how are we doing on time? We got another few more seconds here?
Yeah, we got about 40 seconds left.
40 seconds. So, hey, so when we come back for the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the youth football, as well as what these guys like to do outside of football. And so lots more to talk about here with Tack Tadioka and C.J. Johnson, senior stars of the Waukesha South Blackshirt program. As we get ready, their first game is just 6 days away. Don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.